This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Luke 15, we have the well-known parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost sons. Let's do a chapter study of this portion. I thought this would be a good title, The Joy of Finding What Was Lost. My choice for a key verse is verse 10. I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The significant truth is that whenever what was lost is found, there is cause for rejoicing. This is especially true when what was lost is a person. A good cross-reference is Mark 8:36-37. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? A question someone might have would be the risk the shepherd takes in leaving the 99 sheep who are not lost in order to find the one who is lost. Another question might be, was the father just in welcoming the prodigal son back in such a celebrative way when he had not done this for his older son? After reflecting on the chapter, it's time to develop an outline. Three obvious points would be finding the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost sons. Under finding the lost sheep, the priority concern is rescuing the lost sheep, restoring the sheep to the fold, and rejoicing in the successful rescue. Under finding the lost coin, the primary concern is finding the lost coin. Here, however, you are looking for something lost while remaining in the house. Again, when you find it, there is cause for celebrating. In our next visit, we'll study what was involved in finding the lost sons.